翻开三十三章历代志下。
Let's open to 2 Chronicles chapter 33。
我们再看到这一个列王跟整个南国北国。
We see in the kings and also the north and south kingdom。
特别是南国的犹大国。
Especially Judah of the southern kingdom。
我们看到行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
So did what was good in the eyes of the Lord。
看到行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And also when they did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord。
这些王的多少事情。
You know, many things that the kings did。
当我们在看这个历史的时候。
So when we see the chronicles。
就像股票一样。
It's just like the stock market。
一直有上上下下的这种成长。有没有发现
we see it go up and go down。
我们最后看到今天的这个历代志下三十三章。
Today we look at 2 Chronicles chapter 33.
这一个是整个最后一次的弹跳。
So this is the last bounce in.
经过最后一次弹跳以后，后面的王都是走下坡的。
So after this up and down, the reverse of them really went downhill.
那么这个神已经告诉他们。
God already told them this.
那么从今天我们就可以看到。
Today we will see.
因此呢，我们在整个生活行为上面
So in our daily living and activities
其实可以让我们有一个很好的学习
It's something good for us to learn
最近我们这个 VBS 从早上调到晚上
So recently we have changed the VBS from morning to night
其实可以让更多的弟兄姐妹去参与这样的一个活动
It's actually for brothers and sisters to participate in an activity like this
经常有人在告诉我说小组里面呢小孩子不知道该怎么办
Many people tell me what they don't know what to do with the children in cell groups.
这个时候你可以来学习怎么样去做一些基本的东西。
You can come here to learn to what to do the basics.
而且这种最基本的东西就随手可得的。
So things that are easily that you can learn from.
一些可能要一个要可以环保的东西。
For example, the recycling.
怎么帮叫孩子一起做这些东西。
And teach children to do these things together.
做这个东西只有环保嘛
So to do this only to recycle
不我们把神的话放在里头
No but we also add the word of God in them
这一个地球神要让我们治理跟管理
This earth is for us to manage and to care for
因此呢我们就把神的话语的一个很重要的元素放在里头
So we put the word of God in it
他们一方面在创造这样子的一个东西的时候
So when they're creating this in the process
从回收物里面
From recycling,
或是从气球里面再得一些动物的时候
or maybe make animals out of balloons,
都有神创造的创造性在我们的人头里面
There's a creativity from God in us.
怎么帮助孩子们
How to help the children.
我们要去学习
We need to learn.
你就可以在小组里面小孩子来的时候我们就经常的来帮助他们
So when the children come to the cell group, we can use these to help them.
所以如果小组长里面有这样子的一个负担应该要参加这个每一个这个 VBS 里面的一些教导跟学习。
So if the cell group leaders have such burdens and for their group, they need to come and learn from VBS.
摆在晚上有一个好处。
It's that's a benefit of having this in the night time.
早上上班的人晚上可以参与。
So for those people who work during daytime, they can come at night.
所以呢，我们先去装备怎么样帮助这些孩子。
So being equipped to help these children.
因为今年我们的这一个。这一些的工作不太一样
Because this year's work is different
以往我们是这个结束这个整个的敬拜以后
So before after the worship was finished
就带到各个同样的班级里面去上课
They would go to different classrooms
同样的老师在那个地方上课
They have the same teachers to teach them
今年不是
But this year's different
今年我们安排这个七个课程
This year we have seven classes
那么我们你敬拜完以后
yeah, after the worship,
就安排老师今天去排这个课程今天去这个课程今天去这个课程
They will have the teachers arrange the classes
让他们从每一个课程里面有不同的看见
So they will learn from each class
每一天都有不同的课程
Every day there's a different class
那么有静态的有动态的
There is something about themActivity and something passive.
设计这么好的一样课程，就是要让孩子投入。
It's actually, we set something so good is to help the children that to come in and be able to be involved.
那么我们正准备对面的社区里面所有有孩子的这边的社区有孩子，我们开始有发信。
So we also are prepared to send out a letter to the neighbors around us that have children.
可能会有一波的叩门运动。
So we probably going to have some activity knock on doors.
这一些呢都是在积极在做推广，让很多孩子进到教会里面。
This is our active way of trying to get the children into the church.
我们需要很多的弟兄姐妹的义工。
We also need a lot of help from brothers and sisters.
然后我们摆上代价，我们来做学习服侍小孩子的工作。
So we can put ourselves aside and help to serve the children.
让我更多弟兄姐妹能够 不管是在金钱上面，是在那个能力上面来投入。
That the brothers and sisters can help either in monetary way or in their ability and the time. Let's look at chapter 33, verse 1.
我们昨天提到这一个西西家没有很好的栽培他的孩子。
Yesterday we talked about Hezekiah did not really cultivate his children well.
就是他明白在圣殿里面的洁净，却没有教导他的孩子在这一方面上面。
So even though he understood the need to cleanse or purify the temple, but he did not teach his children.
跟我们这一个现在的信耶稣的人呢不太一样。
It's different from those of us who believe in Jesus today.
我们共同有一个天父，那么孩子要不要信仰，我们交给他。
So today we have a father in heaven.
为他祷告。
Where the children believe or not, we give and trust them to them, but we pray for them.
选择变成有他的自由。
And we give them a choice. 那
以色列不太一样的地方。
But this is different Israel.
他们不管你信不信，他就是神，就是神的选民。
So whether they believe or not, they were chosen people.
以色列是神的选民。
Israelites were chosen people.
理当在这个信仰上更加的去保守他原有的摩西的律法。
So in the, reasonably, they should remain in the keep the laws and decrees of Moses.
我们看到33章第一节，马拉西登基的时候十二岁。
So chapter 33 verse 1, Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king.
我们知道他的父亲很早就过世了。
We knew that his father Hezekiah died early.
大概就是这个55岁了。
Maybe around 55, age 55.
更早一点就是54岁。
Maybe a little bit earlier, 54.
更精确一点，不到55岁就过世了。
So during his golden years, he died.
因为39岁的时候得到一个病。
Because he became ill at age 39.
神再给他15年，那不就是54岁嘛。
So God gave him 15 years, that's 54.
那么我相信在这12岁登基的时候。
I believe when he came to the throne at age 12. 中
间有一段日子是他父亲还没过世的。
There must be a period of time when his dad has not passed away.
这个同共同治理。
That they rule together.
那么在这共同治理。
So when they were reigning together.
他的父亲再一次的没有把他教好。
His father did not teach him well.
使他在第二节的时候，他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
So that's why what he did in verse 2, that he did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
如果稍稍的偏离，那我们觉得那个无可厚非，人每一个人的选择跟自由嘛。
So if you just stray a little bit, we will not look at it this way because everybody has freedom to choose and maybe thinking.
偏离啊、
but he not only
不是偏差而已
not only depart a little bit, he actually became rebellious and
效法耶和华在以色列人面前赶出外邦那可憎的事。
And he followed the detestable practices of the nation the Lord had driven out from before Israel.
重新建筑他父亲西西家所拆毁的丘坛。
He rebuilt the high places his father Hezekiah had demolished.
又为巴利筑坛。
And he also built altars for Baal.
做木偶。
And made Asherah poles.
且敬拜侍奉天上的万象。
He bowed down to all the starry hosts and worshipped them.
就星星啊，太阳啊，月亮啊。
The stars, moon, and sun.
啊、更可恶的是他在耶和华殿的两院中为天上的万象筑坛。
So even more detestable that he built in the court of the Lord altars for the starry hosts.
这个丘坛、
These are high places or altars.
还有巴利的坛。
And also the altars of Baal.
还有什么天上万象的坛。
And also altars of the starry hosts.
我看他是见到东西无所不拜。
I see that everything he looked at he worshipped.
这个是马拉西的行径。
This is what happened to Manasseh.
那么这其实呢，更可恶的是他在这一些啊，这个这个啊，这个新任的谷里头。
So even worse, in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, verse 6.
并在新任的谷使他的儿女惊火。
So he sacrificed his sons in the fire in the valley of Ben-Hinnom.
又关照，又用邪法术邪术。
They practiced sorcery divination.
立交鬼的和行巫术的。
and witchcraft and consulted mediums and spiritists.
多行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord.
惹动他的怒气。
Provoking him to anger.
那么，要不这一个人从来不看整个列王的历史。
So this person had studied the chronicles.
我不相信犹太人他们是这样子。
I don't believe that Israelites were like this.
从小的时候他们就会读这一个他们基本的这个教育。
When they were young, they were taught in this education.
因为他们有这一个九年很重要的这一个教育。
Because they have important education 9 years.
犹太教育。
It's called the teaching in Judaism.
每一个人都要读的。
Every man, every person is supposed to study.
不管你认不认识字，每一个人都要去研究读这个九年的这个教育。
Whether you are literate or illiterate, you are supposed to learn 9 years of education.
那么他没有读到列王整个的近代史嘛？
Did he read about the chronicles and the kings?
他的祖父辈，特别是犹太人，他们很会数点。
Because the forefathers really know how to count the families.
自己成为犹大支派里面对犹大支派的这个列祖不熟悉吗？
Would he not be familiar with the genealogy of this tribe Judah?
行耶和华眼中看为正看为恶的之间的差别，难道他没有读到吗？
Can you read what the difference between doing good in the eyes of the Lord versus doing evil in the eyes of the Lord?
我们就看到这样子的一个做法。
We saw what he did.
完全是背道的做法。
Was completely rebellious or against the Lord.
第七节里面又在神的殿中雕刻偶像。
Not only that, in verse 7, he took a carved images in the temple of God.
在以色列的各支派中选择耶路撒冷和这殿
and also God has chosen in this temple in Jerusalem
是把神说要立为神永远的殿来做改变
how all the tribes of Israel to put his name there forever
严格他就是说我跟耶和华抗衡
strictly speaking he's going against the Lord
我就是要跟所谓我们祖宗带领我们出埃及的这个耶和华来完全唱反调
So he really going against the Lord directly, face to face, of what the Lord who took him out of Egypt.
不再这个遵循摩西所吩咐的一些法度、律例、典章。
He's not obeying everything in the books of law, decrees, and ordinances.
那么马拉西呢，引诱犹大跟这个耶路撒冷的居民犯罪。
So Manasseh led Judah and the people of Jerusalem astray.
以至于他们行恶比耶和华在以色列人面前所灭的列国更甚。
So that's why they did more evil than the nation that the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites.
意思就是说，他行的这一些事情比以色列国他们违背神的律法的这一些行恶的人更加的可恶。
So that they did more evil than the people of the nations around them who went against the laws and decrees.
那么神那么样的慈爱。警戒马拉西和他们的百姓。
But because God has such mercy that He actually spoke to Manasseh and his people.
第十节告让我们看见他们确实不听。
But they pay no attention in verse 10.
表示呢，不是说一次不听，两次不听。
So it's not just once or twice they did not listen.
也不是他十二岁的时候就被抓去了。
It's not like he was taken away when he was age 12.
我们看到耶和华使亚述王来那个来将帅来攻击他们。
So we saw that the Lord brought against them the army of commanders.Of the king of Assyria,
就把他带到这个亚述帝国
，so took him to Assyria，
带到巴比伦去
，I took him to Babylon。
那我们就看到那时候呢，马拉西呢在急难的当中，他就恳求耶和华。
We saw that in his distress, he sought the Lord。
那表示怎么样？我就是对于神有很大的不满意。
Meaning that he was very greatly dissatisfied with the Lord。
表示他还相信有神。
He still believed there's a God.
只不过是他故意做一些违背神的事情。
But he did that purposely against the Lord.
人的刚硬其实有这种心态。
So when people are hardened, they have such attitudes.
我的父亲做这么好的事情。
My father did such good things.
我看到他很多的问题。
I saw a lot of problems he had.
哎呀，我们国家不是很复兴。
And our country was not very prosperous.
不是秋坛废掉了吗？
Didn't we destroy all the altars?
为什么？没有很大的复兴。
How come there was no great revival?
我们看到西西家虽然这个复兴起来，是他在信仰跟灵命上的复兴。
But what we saw in revival in Hezekiah was his faith and his spiritual life.
当时还是很多的列强在怎么样，在整个的虎视眈眈的看着犹大国。
So there's still a lot of walls in Judah.
因为我们知道巴比伦，他就是要把整个的犹大国吞灭，然后埃及。
We saw that Babylon was intended to devour Judah and also Egypt.
我们看到这一个 历史呢成立了。
We saw that the history was came to fulfillment.
最后把埃及也给吞灭了。
Also, conquered Egypt at the same time.
那么要这一个犹大也知道这一个，犹大国也知道，如果你要吞埃及，你必须经过我。
But the Judah knew that in order for him to conquer Egypt, they had to go through them.
所以呢，就在这一两国里面呢，那他至终是要吞灭我们两国，我们两国要合起来去攻这一个巴比伦。
So he figured that they should be alliance with Egypt so they can attack Babylon.
这一个后来我们就看到也成立了。
We saw this happen at the end too.
但是呢，怎么样？神已经看见这个，知道早知道就要把这些两个国都吃掉。
So by God for knowledge of this, that these two countries will be devoured.
借着先知告诉以色列人。
And spoke to them through his prophets.
我们看到马拉西在极难的时候，他就恳求耶和华。
We saw that Manasseh in his distress, he saw the favor of the Lord.
且在他列祖神面前极其自卑。
He humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers.
我们看见这样子的人哈，神也怜悯他。
We saw people like this that God will have mercy on them.
极其自卑。
That he was greatly
humbled. 那么我们会想说，他会不会骗耶和华？
We think that would he deceive the Lord?
你想耶和华那么好骗吗？
You think the Lord is easily deceived?
他会不会这个骗耶和华，然后在神的面前极其自卑，来博求耶和华的同情？
So when he humbled himself greatly before the Lord, is he deceiving the Lord?
我们到哪里去躲避耶和华的脸？
Where can you escape from the Spirit of the Lord?
坐下起来，他都晓得。
Whether you sit or stand, he knows.
他从远处知道你的意念。
From far, he knows your thoughts.
没有一个人能够躲避耶和华的脸。
No one can escape from his face.
我们要看到的是，人的慈爱是何等的长存。
What we need to see is the mercy of the Lord endures forever.
当他极其自卑的时候。
So when he humbled himself greatly.
神仍然应许了所罗门的那个祷告。
The Lord answered his prayer.
当他们犯罪悖逆被抓到。这一个异地的时候
，just like the prayer in Solomon when they were became captives in the
foreign
land，
如果像个电举手
，if they lift their hands to the temple，
他的意思不是说真的是像那个电要举手
，it's not physically lifting hands to the temple，
意思就是回到神你的面前来
，but meant to return to the Lord，
求你赦免他们的罪
，ask him to forgive their sins，
医治他们的地
，and heal their land。
耶和华就按着他的应许，这个垂听了所罗门的祷告。
And the Lord will answer according to His promise.
不但如此呢，他听了马拉西的祷告。
Not only that, He listened to the prayer of Manasseh.
我们看到马拉西这样子的一件事情，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
We saw that the Manasseh did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord.
当我们看到他的孩子这个亚门接续他做王的时候
，We saw when his son Amon became king to succeed.
效法他父亲马拉西所行的。
He did evil in the eyes of the Lord as his father Manasseh died.
不是悔改的行为。
It's not an action of repentance.
是怎么样？他父亲之前的悖逆的行为。
But the actions of rebellion that his father had.
二十三节告诉我，不在耶和华面前向他父马拉西自卑。
But unlike his father Manasseh, he did not humble himself before the Lord.
表示马拉西一直到死，他都是在神的面前很自卑的。
Showing us that Manasseh till his death, he was humble before the Lord.
那么他的孩子呢？这一个呢？这一个没有办法真正的亚门呢，没有办法真的明白这一点。
But Ammon truly cannot understand this point.
他看到他的父亲的一些事情，他没有学到教训。
So he saw what happened to his dad, but he did not learn from the lessons.
很多时候，一件苦难临到的时候，有一些人没有办法记起教训。
So for some people, when the hardship comes, they really cannot learn from the lessons.
神把这一些小小的难处给他，是要让他回转。
God gave him small difficulty is to make him turn back.
他把神给他的这一个要让他回转的动力
the motivation God wanted to give him to turn back
变成他心里刚硬的本钱
made them harden in their heart
如果神你要这样对我就跟你抗衡到底
So they said God you're going to do this to me I'm going to fight you to the end
我记得我有一个以前很好的这个同学他在这个带青少年团契是一个这个主席
So I have a good classmate who I used to lead the youth in ministry.
他比我将近早快十年来到美国。
He came to the United States earlier than me by 10 years or so.
读书，然后这个啊，在这边娶妻生子，创立了一个很好的学场。
So he settled down here and built a school.
卖很好的这个鞋子。
And also sold shoes.
啊，那么那一次这个九一年的时候啊，这个当场暴动了没有
？So remember in 1991 there was a riot in downtown.
啊，反正就在那个地方暴动。
So there was a riot in downtown LA.
他的鞋子厂都被烧掉了。
And then his shoe factory was completely burnt down.
他已经很久没有聚会了。
He had not gone to worship or meeting for a long time.
去探访他的时候。
So when I went to visit him,
他回应我说：“神是要这样子来对我。”
He said, "God, it's treating me this way."
因为我很久没有去聚会。
Because I have not gone to meeting for a long time.
神就要用这种方法来对我。
God is using this way to treat me.
这样的神我不信也罢了。
This kind of God, I don't want to believe.
刚硬啊
！He was so hardened.
那以前他带领团契呀，来带领小组的那一些，我说你怎么会变成这样
？So I wondering what happened to him who used to lead so good.
刚硬
，and others. He was so hardened.
他娶了一个太太非常好。
But praise the Lord, he had a very good wife.
背后一直为他祷告。
Who prayed for him behind the scene all the time?
一直为他祷告。
Continually pray for him.
然后呢，他最后怎么样？自卑下来了。
So at the end, he humbled himself.
感谢主，有一些人是可以自卑下来。
Praise the Lord, some people can humble themselves.
啊，因为他娶了一个好太太。
Because he had a good wife.
所以自卑下来。
So he humbled himself.
有一些人怎么样，就刚硬到底。
But some people are hardened to the end.
因为神给他一个苦难里面是要让他回转。
God gave him hardship for them to turn back.
啊，现在神又慢慢的让他起来。
God now is lifting up slowly.
我们就看到这一些呢，没有亚门的没有办法学到这些教训。
We saw that Ammon was not able to learn from these lessons.
他二十三节里面告诉我们说，这亚门所犯的罪越犯越大。
We saw that the Ammon increased his guilt.
结果呢，他的臣仆呢背叛他，在宫里把他杀了。
So his official conspired against him and assassinated him in the palace.
二十五节说，但国民杀了那背叛亚门王的人。
Then verse 25, the people of the land killed all those who plotted against King Ammon.
这其中当中，他有他的缘故在。
There are reasons behind all these.
啊，因为第一个不能这个杀被恩膏的人。
One, you're not to kill the anointed.
第二
，Number two，
就是这一些人他杀了王，他们的这一个动机不正确。
The motive for killing the king was not right.
是不喜欢他的统治。
It's because they did not like his rule.
但是国民呢，将那背叛亚门王的人杀了。
But the people killed all who have plotted against King Ammon.
立他的儿子约西亚接续他做王。
And made Josiah his son king in his place.
耶西亚是这一个股票当中最后的一次弹跳。
So this Josiah is the last bounce in the stock market.
耶西亚以后呢，这一个犹大的股票呢就一直往下跌。
After Josiah, the stock market for Judah
went downward. 再没有复兴的这一个本能了。
There's no power to be revived.
因为已经快接近被巴比伦所掳的日子了。
So it's close to the day of captivity by Babylon.
那么约西亚呢？八岁的时候的这个登基。
Josiah was 8 years old when he became king.
做耶路撒冷王31年。
He reigned in Jerusalem 31 years.
这意思是什么
？What does that mean？
什么叫耶路撒冷王
？What does it mean to reign in 31 years？
越来越缩小到耶路撒冷山上的这个附近的一个地区而已。
It's the area that he ruled became smaller until just a little mountain area.
以前呢，这个啊西西家的时候还有扩张出去一些版图。
So during the time of Hezekiah, they expanded the area that was a rule.
一些以法莲的地方
，even parts of Ephraim，
或是这一个便雅悯的地方
，or places in Benjamin，
或是这一个往马拉西的一个方向
，or some direction in Manasseh，
都可以建筑北国的一些地区。
He was able to build in the northern kingdom.
现在萎缩到什么时候
？But their territory
is contracted
to the point.
耶路撒冷这一个城墙而已。
Only to the walls of Jerusalem.
还有一个圣殿。
And also a temple.
其实如果你去看看这一个整个我们就知道不是很大。
If you go see it, it's actually not a very big area.
不是太大的整个的这一个城墙。
It's not a very big wall.
因此呢，我们从整个这个约西亚呢，这个好好的去统治的时候呢
，So when Josiah began to rule well,
他很难去做很大的作为。
He cannot do great works.
但是呢。
But,
我们看到他仍然很努力的去遵循耶和华眼中看为正的事情。
But he still worked hard to do what's right in the eyes of the Lord.
当其中最重要的是他找到了一个书卷。
The most important thing he found a, found a book.
啊，叫每一个人要遵照这耶和华的律法而行。
He told everyone to obey the law of the book.
我们看到一件事情。
We saw something happen.
就是说，这个律法书非常的重要。
That this book of law was very important.
那么，要更多的弟兄姐妹去遵循这律法上的话语。
To have the brother and sister obey the words in the book of the law.
那首先要宣读啊。
Of course, you need to declare first.
那首先要宣导啊。
Of course, you need to teach.
那么我们一直叫弟兄姐妹呢一起读圣经。
We tell brothers and sisters to read the Bible.
这一个读圣经是这个每一天在读。
And to read it daily.
一年能够读完一本圣经。
So in 1 year, can finish the whole Bible.
我相信很多的弟兄姐妹是没有做到的。
I believe many brothers and sisters cannot do this.
我相信很多的人是怎么样？今天没有读啊，明天再来读吧。
I think a lot of people say I didn't read today or maybe tomorrow.
已经没有太多的时间能够把今天的这个分量读完了。
There's not enough time to finish.
明天要花更多的时间去追昨天的。
The portion today, so tomorrow, we still have more time to.To make up for it.
啊，不是昨天的，上个礼拜还有某一天没有读完。
Maybe a couple of weeks ago, some things I didn't finish reading.
上个月还有某一天的没有读完。
And something last month I have not finished reading.
哎呀，追得好辛苦。
Yeah, it's such a labor intensive.
有时候我听听在弟兄姐妹在讲说他们读圣经读得好辛苦的时候。
So when I hear brothers and sisters say that it's so hard to read the Bible,
我都觉得说我们的时间呢，可能都没有很好的运用上。
I think that we don't use the time well.
在读圣经上面
in terms of reading the Bible,
如果没有好好的按部就班
do not do according to the order,
为什么那么辛苦
why is so difficult,
因为没有把圣经当成首要的
because they did not treat Bible as the foremost,
如果你把圣经当成首要要读
so you treat it as the foremost things,
你一有时间的时候第一个就是把神的话语读完
so if you have time, the first thing is to read the word of God,
这样子的一个心态是培养起来的
This is kind of attitude is nurtured
是付代价的
It requires paying a price
你越读越有滋味在里头
The more you read, the more flavor there is
当然我们读到最后会有一种这一个 成长过程当中的拦阻
So of course we will see、as we grow, as we read
但是你突破了这个拦阻以后
There's an obstacle once you go through this obstacle
读神的话里面呢就更加的不一样
And when you read the word of God, it'll be very different.
我们昨天提到这个成长是不断的在一场的试炼的当中。
Well, yesterday we mentioned that the、growth is a continual testing, a trial.
我们来看到这一个、整个约西亚呢，他整个行耶和华眼中看为正的事情。
We see that Josiah so he did what is good in the eyes of the Lord.
他做完这一个在年幼尚小的时候呢。
So when he was young,
到了12年才洁净了犹大和耶路撒冷的圣殿。
So when he was in his 12th year, he finally cleansed the temples.
不但如此
not only so,
他在各个的地方呢，各城的地方呢，都这样子行。
So he did all these in different places.
只要有犹大人善居住的地方
any place that the Israelites or Jews dwell.
他都这样子来进行这样子的一个诉求
I did this in their areas
啊，整个的还有整数到北方
You also went to the north
你要忘不要忘记北方呢已经不是这一个他的属地了
Remember the northern kingdom no longer belongs to his
realm 北国很早就已经被亚在他的祖父这一个西西家王的时候已经灭亡
So during the time of Hezekiah, the northern kingdom was already destroyed.
但仍然有一些人在那个地方。
There's still some remnants in the land.
知道他们是跟他们有血缘关系的，要告诉他们真正要归向耶和华。
So because they had blood relationship with them, that he told them
to
come back.
因为他读了这一卷书以后，他知道应该要去把这个福音传给他们。
So when he read the book of the law, he knew he had to preach the gospel to them.
所以这个耶西亚做王18年的时候，洁净圣殿之后，就差遣。亚撒利亚的儿子撒班
So in 18th year Josiah's reign to purify the land and temple
去修理耶和华的殿
He sent Shaphan son of Azariah and Maaseiah the ruler of the city
在耶和华的殿中找到了律法
To repair the temple of the Lord and they found the book of the law
那么这个书里面告诉我们说使人知道自己有罪
So the book of the law tells people know that they're sins
读到的这个书呢使人可以悔改
So that when they read this book they can make people repent
那么耶西亚就在35章的时候，就耶西亚第一节在耶路撒冷向耶和华所逾越节。
So in verse 1 chapter 35, Josiah celebrated the Passover to the Lord in Jerusalem.
那么这个王分派祭司呢，各尽其职。
He appointed the priests to their duties.
那么在这里面，我们看到这个逾越节啊，这个圣经给我们看到一个很重要的一个看见。
The Bible let us see something important in Passover.
35章18节。
In chapter 35, verse 18.
自从先知撒母耳以来。
Since in time of Samuel,
在以色列都没有守过这样的逾越节。
Since the day of Samuel, the Passover
has been. 以色列诸王也没有守过像耶西亚祭司利未人在那里的犹大人和以色列人一起，以及耶路撒冷的居民所守的逾越节。
So none of the kings had celebrated such a Passover as did with the priests and all the people of Israel.
你会想说，西西家不是已经守过了吗
？You would say, "Did Hezekiah do this already?"
是不是这个历史学家没有好好的记载错了
？Maybe the historian made wrong recordings.
不是的
，No.
西西家有守逾越节。
Hezekiah did observe the Passover.
但是他差派人去北国的时候。被人嘲笑，你记得吗
？Remember when some people to Northern Kingdom they were scorned and ridiculed.
以色列人没有回来守逾越节。
The Israelites did not come back to observe the or celebrate the Passover.
但这个耶西亚呢就不一样。
But Josiah was different.
神给他一个看见，就是他把这一个福分，这个传付给以色列人。
So God let him see that to pass this blessing to the Israelites.
这里面提到的以色列诸王以前没有守过的。
It says here there's no king.
以色列人也没有守过的。
The Israelites did not celebrate like this.
这里面分为两大人，犹大人和以色列人。
Here it separates two groups: the people of Israel and people of Judah.
犹大人就是指北南国的支派。
So Judah are all the tribes in the southern kingdom.
就犹大国。
以色列
人就是已经灭亡的那一个北国。
So Israel is the nation, northern nation that was destroyed.
一起在耶路撒冷，跟耶路撒冷所有居民呢守逾越节。
So they celebrate together the Passover in Jerusalem.
这个是没有过的。
This is something that I haven't done before.
表示呢，这样子的一个节日呢，是史无前例，他们一同回到神的面前过逾越节。
So this is something special that they came together to celebrate the Passover before the Lord.
看到这个时候啊，有一点伤心。
When I see this, I feel sad.
为什么呢
？Why?
这叫回光返照。
This is just a reflection.
因为我们可以看到后面的结局嘛，对不对
？Because we can see what happened at the end.
哎，这个人病恹恹的，快死了，突然之间，哎啊，生龙活虎的啊。
So this person about to die, all of a sudden he rose up.And was alive.
回光返照
But then bounced back.
来得太迟了
But it's too late.
虽然这个约阿斯呢，这个约西亚呢，这个认真的悔改。
Even though Josiah repented greatly.
神已经知道结局了。
But God knew what the end was going to be.
不是他不会拯救。
So it's not God. It's not able to save.
因为他知道以色列人的心性。
Because he knows the hearts of the Israel.
所以他已经定下了那70年归回的。那一个以色列被掳的那个过程
That's why he ordained the 70 years of captivity for Israel
定下的表示怎么样这一个是恩典
So when he said this means that it's a grace
因为他知道往后的几个王呢不但悖逆
He knows that God knows that the kings the lot of kings will not only be rebellious They also will not repent
那么他只顾到自己能够自己做好这一阵的王
They only care about themselves as king.
然后更加的怎么样悖逆神
And all rebelled against the Lord even more.
因此呢，我们就看到神让他们被掳归回。
So God let them be captive so that they may return.
在南国里面这样起起伏伏，神的恩典已经够忍耐了。
And God already endures with His grace of the up and downs of the kings in the southern kingdom.
我们要是帮助一个弟兄姐妹，这个扶持他一次。
So we help a brother or sister and we.Help him once.
告诉你说今这个礼拜要来聚会。
You tell them you need to come to meeting this week.
没来。
They don't come.
告诉你说下个礼拜要来也没来。
You tell them you need to come next week. They don't come.
你跟他一对一约好时间，他骗你一次。
So you try to show them one to one and they deceive you.
我看他骗你两次三次，你就对他绝望。
So after they deceive you two three times, you probably lose your hope.
爱来就来吧。
You say come as you will.
啊，我们看到神在犹大国里面。
We see God in the kingdom of Judah.
真的是慈爱永远长存。
Really, His love endures forever.
因此呢，我们可以看到，如果这样子的一个神量爱犹大国
，We see a God who loves Judah so much，
他岂不爱我们吗
？When he loves us too，
所以当我们看到这些事情的时候，我们要及早、趁早归回的。
So when we see these things, we should quickly turn back as when we have time still。
我们看到这一个马拉，这个约押斯呢，约西亚。
We see a Josiah。
约西亚呢，最后呢，他在整个的打仗当中呢，他不肯听神的话语。
That in his last in the war, he would not listen to the Lord.
那么呢，所以呢，他就被杀了。
So he was killed.
他本来是可以平平安安的。
He was supposed to have peace at the end.
但是我们看到这一个复兴里面，他有他的盲点。
So in we see that in his revival, he also has blind spot.
这一个人家过去不是要打他，他只不过经过他的地界。
The king of Egypt was supposed to only pass through his land. They want to fight him.
但是约西亚的判断错误。
But Josiah's discernment was wrong.
死在他自己的判断错误里面。
So he died in his own discernment.
那么这个当这个约西亚死的时候，他的儿子亚哈斯登基。
So when he died, his son Ahaziah, became king.
约哈斯登基的时候23岁。
He was 23 when he became king.
在耶路撒冷作王三个月。
He was only king for 3 months.
因为他也是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情。
Because he did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord.
在历代志下这个列王记下就有讲到了。
This was mentioned in the Second Kings.
那么这一个埃及王呢，在耶路撒冷废了他。
So the king of Egypt also took to depose him.
埃及王已经怎么样？已经控制到他可以干预内政。
So the king of Egypt was able to control their internal politics.
把犹大国的银子100他连德，金子一他连德。
So took 100 shekels of gold and silver.
立约哈斯的哥哥以利亚敬做犹大以耶路撒冷的王。
So set his brother Eliakim as brother Joash king over Judah.
所以我们看到哈，这个约西亚呢，并没有立他的长子他的哥哥为王。
So we saw that Josiah actually did not set his older brother as king.
反倒是约阿斯在耶路撒冷接续他的父亲做王。
But that Josiah became a king after his death.
这是国民立的啊。
This was set by the people.
是不是国民比较喜欢他的这个第二儿子
？Is it because people favor him over his older brother?
并没有太多的交代。
But the Bible didn't mention much about this.
但是我们当时知道他王的权力已经不太大了。
But we knew that the king's power authority was already diminished.
因为我们可以看到国民把臣仆给杀了。
We saw that the people were able to
臣仆把王给杀了。
The people conspired against the king and the people killed the plotting.
已经很民主了哈。
Against the people, against the king.
国民啊，可以决定事情。
This seems like democratic people already decided.
当然不是这样，还是在一些掌权的人身上。
So no, it's actually still in the power still in the hands of those who reign.
当时的犹大已经怎么样学习？这一个啊，外面的这一些这个元老制
，so people Judah learned from the outside，
就像这一个啊，这一个啊，整个的是元老，就像说啊，这个王你立了法以后，你不能再修改。
That for example, the laws decrees made by the king cannot change。
当时包括巴比伦王跟亚述帝国的王，他们一样啊，他们是整个。在元老制的一个当中
，so the kings of Babylon and Assyria they also had this rule when the king made the decree.
王当然有最大的权力。
It cannot be changed. The king already, of course, had the greatest power.
除非这个王是怎么样，是亲自打仗的。
Except the king who personally go out to fight.
他是带有军权的。
Then he has military power as well.
如果是一些将军去帮他打天架的
，but only his general go out to fight for him.
他自己坐在王宫里头的。
He sit only in the palace.
那当然就必须有元老制。
Of course, you need to have these rules.
如果这个王呢
，by this king,
像亚历山大是自己亲自打仗的
，like King Alexander who actually went out to fight.
那样子元老对他就没有什么果效。
So these will not have any effect for him.
因为所有的军权在他的手上。
Because all the military might is in his hands.
犹大国从当时的开始到现中这个啊这个大卫以后呢，就很少亲自打仗。
So after King David, the kings of Judah rarely fought themselves.
那么有一些人想亲自打仗的，大部分的都很容易呢啊，陷入在这个啊这个危险的当中。
So the king who try to fight themselves, go out to fight themselves, often fall into these dangers.
所以埃及已经干预了这个可以干预了这个犹大国的内政。
So Egypt was able to interfere with an internal
并且把这个他哥哥呢，这个以利亚敬呢改作名叫做约雅敬。
Also change his brother's Eliakim's name to Joachim.
那么最后呢，我们看到这个又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事情。
We saw that he also did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
约雅敬结果呢被巴比伦王来攻击他的时候，用铜链把他锁住，带到巴比伦去。
We saw that King Nebuchadnezzar attacked him and bound him with bronze shackles, took him to Babylon.
因为发现他说：“哎呀，我可以靠这个埃及。”
He said he could trust Egypt to help him.
埃及，你干预我的内政，我去找巴比伦。
So, but you interfere with my internal politics.
在洞穴里面夹心饼干的时候，靠左靠右。
So when he, as a sandwich, he tried to trust left and right.
那么这两个国家也不是傻子啊。
But these two nations were not foolish.
因此怎么样？最后呢，就是很快就被吞噬掉。
So at the end, it quickly was devoured.